This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Communities in Schools of Kalamazoo has launched a $4.5 million fundraising campaign. Today we're going to talk about what Communities in Schools does in Kalamazoo and the goal of this campaign with Executive Director Pam Kingery. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
And the President of the Board, Carolyn Williams. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's my honor.
Let's start with talking about Communities in Schools. I'm sure many people know the name, but do they know exactly what Communities in Schools does? Tell us a little bit about the organization. What are the services provided?
Well, we place a site coordinator in each of 19 Kalamazoo public schools to connect resources, community resources to students to remove all of the barriers that might exist for them in doing well in school. So we secure the resources of the community, whether it's tutors, mentors, healthcare services, dental care, vision care, all of the things that a child might need to grow and develop. We bring those services to the school so that our site coordinators can connect those services to students so that they can succeed in school.
And we need to make it clear that Communities in Schools does not provide the service. It makes sure that the needs are identified and determined both appropriately, some of them for the entire school building, some of them for individual identified students, so that if they have specific issues, they can be the focus of consistent long-term attention and service.
More of a liaison, finding the needs and then finding the partners out there who can address those needs.
Exactly.
Communities in Schools launched in Kalamazoo in 2003. It was kind of some other groups had merged together to form Communities in Schools. Did the mission of Communities in Schools or the operations change in any significant way 2 years later when the Kalamazoo Promise was announced?
I don't think our mission changed. I think that our capacity to engage the community changed. The Kalamazoo Promise is an incredible catalyst for everybody to act so that as many students as possible can use the gift of the Kalamazoo Promise.
And many of the supporters, the board members, were originally participants in one of the three originating organizations. So they understood the importance of identifying the supports that would enable the students in the school district to take advantage of the Kalamazoo Promise.
So now there's a $4.5 million fundraising campaign, which is underway. Why have you launched this now? What are you hoping to do?
Well, I'll let Pam speak to the first part of our regular funding activities, and then we'll talk about what our goal is in the campaign.
The campaign is intended to, it's really an operational campaign. Many fundraising campaigns tend to be for capital, tend to be for buildings. This one is for operating expenses so that we can continue this important work, that the community can continue to invest in this whole child strategy that we've developed. When we did our last campaign, we were in 6 schools. We've since grown to 19 schools. Clearly, we have a goal of being in every school so that we can meet student needs. So it is intended to help us continue that work, continue having the capacity to follow students over time, to start with them when they're in elementary school, and if their needs are continuing to follow them as they progress from middle school to high school and stay on the path to a successful college-ready graduation.
The purpose of the campaign, as we've tried to outline it and sell it, if you will, to the community, is to allow us to sustain our current capacity for after-school support, provide partial school support capacity in our remaining sites. And some of the sites, especially after-school programs, are dependent on federal grant funding, which may or may not be renewed. We want to increase the numbers of students who receive long-term case management, improve and evaluate how we're doing, because we don't want to just slough along and do things just because that's the way they've always wanted to be done. We always in the continuous quality improvement process, increase tutoring and sustain the focus on what we expect that the majority of students can benefit from their participation in the services provided by communities and schools.
How much of an unmet need is there right now out there in the community? And I know that may be tough to really quantify, but what's your sense of, maybe not only how many students do you not reach with the services you currently provide, but what are some services that should be provided that right now just can't be done?
Well, I can tell you absolutely we never have enough tutors. So, Gordon, if you were able as a result of this interview to double the number of tutors that we had, and most of them were standing up and saying, I can tutor in math, you would be my personal hero.
But you'd still be looking for more math tutors,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. So tutors are a huge need.
And excuse me, one of the important services that communities and schools provides is making sure that the tutor is competent, survives a criminal background check, and has a method of interacting with the student and perhaps the student's parents that is effective and consistent. I think that's very important because many people are well-intentioned in wanting to help, but there are certain skills that are required to be good at the job, and that's one of the things that Communities and Schools does, the training, the evaluation, the background check. That's so important for the safety of both the tutor and the student.
Great point. Mental health services. We never have enough mental health services to meet the needs. So that's something that we're always working on, trying to increase our capacity to address the social-emotional needs of kids, to help kids learn effective coping strategies, both in dealing with their peers as well as in dealing with other life circumstances. Health in general. We want our kids to be healthy. We've made tremendous progress in addressing vision care needs, for example, increasing the number of kids who have follow-up vision exams and get eyeglasses when the exam says that they need eyeglasses. We still have unmet needs there. Dental services. We've grown dental services, but there's more need for dental services. So we're still mobilizing the entire community for this whole child service delivery system. It's a growth process.
And to the extent that the promise has generated an increase in the enrollment of students in the Kalamazoo Public Schools, obviously, that's another issue that we're having to address because when the promise was announced, I think there were 10,000 students, and my newspaper article recently indicated there were about 13,000 students. So that increases the need for the ability to assess and then provide the services.
Dan Cardinale, who's with the National Communities and Schools Group, was here in Kalamazoo around the time you launched this campaign, and he wrote about this in the Huffington Post, made a couple of interesting observations I'd like you to react to. One is that he attended a luncheon with a diverse group of nonprofit leaders exploring ways they could support the city's public schools. The local food bank was there, housing advocates, mental health experts, even the Kalamazoo Symphony. Does he have a point here that that if you're going to really bring up the school system and make sure that education is a whole child process, as you say, that there's a lot of different actors involved, some of whom we might not think of at first blush?
Absolutely. We used to talk about the village raising our kids, and really it suggests that we all have an investment. I think that was Dan's point, is when all of us have an investment in our kids doing well, we all have skin in the game. We all have something to contribute. I think communities and schools, our role is to try to mobilize all of those investments so that we're not saying, well, school, good luck with educating our kids. We're all saying it is our responsibility. We all have something to bring to the table.
And the reference to the symphony is not quite so out of the box. I mean, the symphony over many years has had an education component and gone into the schools to provide like the instrument petting zoo and performances. But this is a consistent program based on the El Sistema musical education program from Venezuela, where the symphony provides an after-school education component for children who might not otherwise have the opportunity to learn to play an instrument, to read music, to play in a group where each contribution makes the whole that much better. So I don't think that that's outside the box at all. It's part of what makes us civilized human beings.
And our partnership with the symphony is a terrific example of this investment of partners that folks might think are unlikely partners that we've begun to experience as very likely partners.
So as I mentioned, it's a $4.5 million campaign. How much of that has been raised so far?
About 52%. So we're more than halfway there due to the incredible generosity of our funders, donors, and contributors to the campaign to date. So we're very excited to keep going toward that $4.5 million.
And it is a three-year campaign, so we never expected to raise the full amount within the first year of our efforts. And we are working very hard to engage the traditional and the non-traditional contributors to this effort because we think it's a community investment in our children.
Thank you very much, both of you, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for giving us your time.
Pam Kingery is Executive Director of Kalamazoo Communities and Schools. Carolyn Williams is the President of the Board and a retired Kalamazoo County Probate Judge. You can find links with more information and longer versions of both of the interviews on today's program at wmuk.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.